Okay, good morning. The magic number is 547,622.
For what?
So let's work this out. I think it was in 2006. It was not the last CMHS before that. We were in Continental. I think 2006. Right, makes sense. 2012, August 1st. I think 2012, and then the one before 2006. So at the previous one, a friend told a story about Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe called his son-in-law and says, I want to make say l'chaim, I'm making a siyum. So he jokingly responded back that if you made a l'chaim every time you had a siyum, you'd be a shikr, right? He says, no, this is only the second time. Moshe, is only the second time? So yeah, this is my only second time. Well, we know Moshe learned Masechta 600, 700 times. What do you mean it's only the second time? He says, because no, Chazal say you're supposed to chazer, you're learning 101 times. So this is my second time chazering all of Shas 101 times. So you make a cheshbon, you work that out, and that comes to our magic number of 547,622 dapim of Ramosha. Okay. And people point out after Fran told that story that this was not at the end of Ramosha's life. This was not Sof Yomov. He lived for many years after this. We have no idea how many it is. So okay. So imagine, I think it was Rav Huttner. I'm sorry, I remember Mendel Blachman. Sometimes when they went with Moshe, they said they felt so small. Moshe himself was not in tall, so the physical height was not. He said, you felt so small, with such a good feeling of smallness being in Moshe's presence. So that being said, that's the background behind the tshuva I want to learn, because it connects to what we had discussed a little bit over Shabbos, about the Tosefes Shabbos. So when you have someone who's been learning, has that much of Shas at their fingertips, so you have to be pretty hesitant about trying to give mussar to such an individual. Nevertheless, we'll start the tshuva. This is the bottom has Igros Moshe Chelik Aleph. From Mordechai, Tzadi Aleph. B'dvar nesila anoshim bekar, by driving in a car, achar halakas haneros lebeis medrash, samach erech shnei minutin, 2 minutes, l'chol hayoser. So if you're in the 8, they lit candles, they're in the 18 minutes, or the 20 minutes, as Moshe is going to say, and they get into the car and they drive. Im yesh eze chashash iser. Okay? So is there any problem with that? So he says, Mailuch kvod yedidi yore shemayim Ramosha metzger. Ner yoyer. So this is the question that was asked, because Ramosha would, in the 18 minutes, get in the car and drive from the Lower East Side. My wife's Bobby lived in the apartment next to him. Remember, to drive from there to the yeshiva. So let's look at what Moshe says. Neheni zimod, I have a lot of hanoa, asher mailis kvoido nizdareis l'kayim mitzvahs tochocha l'fi daito. I have a lot of hanoa from the fact that you, according to your understanding, you're giving musar, you're giving tochocha according to your understanding. Now again, this is Ramosha. So he says like this. Uvdezu yedu l'kol. Everybody knows. Shenoshim mekablos Shabbos b'halakas neiros v'anoshim mekablim Shabbos b'tosefes koton ki zman halakas haneiros kavua be'esrim minutim koidim hashkia. Right? Bekan, Barov Makomos. So men, let's go backwards. Women are Makabal Shabbos by lighting Neros, right? Except we know that there's a tremendous tzorah, for whatever reason, women could do it all tonight. There is a sheet like that we could rely upon, not on a consistent basis, but if a woman has to, for whatever reason, has to light, and then not, she could set the condition, I'm going to get in the car and then go somewhere else. Okay. And the men by their Kabbalah Shabbos, which we talked about on Shabbos, about why we daven at the time of Shki in order to get that in. Fine. The Im Kain, who daven mefursim lakol, if that's true, everybody knows. Af l'noshim, even the women know. Sha'noshim adayim mutorin b'malacha korov liyud ches minut af l'chachila. Right? Im lo kibu Shabbos. If a man is not mekabel Shabbos, so he's allowed to do malacha within the 18 minutes. Right, that's known. Everybody knows this. Vashkia haisa b'parshas vayetze ba'arba u'shloshim u'shtayim. So it was what, 4:32, parshas vayetze. I don't have the year of the tshuva on this, but okay, you can figure that out. Parshas vayetze, fine. V'hoyu od acher 10 minutim meharege sheyeshavti b'kar. Right, so he says that's 10 minutes before I got into the car. Right, shaya arba v'teisha. Was that arba v'teisha esrei? Okay, so it was 4:19. Yeah? That's sorry, okay. Yeah. Od acher eser minutin l'malachas l'chadchila. I had 10 minutes l'chadchila. I could still do malacha. Not a bit yet, but l'chadchila I could go ahead and do this. She'ef shebezeh hazman lisa b'kar. I could drive in the car. Af derech rechoka chamisha patmim. I could drive 5 times farther than everyone. I had 10 minutes. It's a 2 minute drive. I could have gone 5 times farther than I actually did. Right? Me'ashir she'ad ha'yeshiva. She was 2 minutes away. But I had time to go. I could have gone even farther if I would have wanted to. V'od yisharu eze minutin l'tosefes Shabbos. And I still would have had tosefes Shabbos. Right? Again, we said over on Shabbos that although we don't have a shir, if you look at the top for a second, we saw the Rosh said it can't be a kol shehu, right? And we said over from Rav Shechter that the Shemesh Bur quotes that the most time is in the Rishonim is a half hour. Right? 30 minutes. So we spoke out that since tosefes Shabbos is a din d'oraisa, and davening with a minyan is a din derabonon. So Shechter's knowing that sometimes to daven biyachidus on Erev Shabbos to get the mincha of Tosefes Shabbos, in order that, right, that's the deraisa, that would beat out the din derabonon.
This is added to the shkia at 4:30.
Before shkia. This is a half hour before the shkia.
It's not measured from a later time, it's measured from...
It's going backwards. Yeah, we count backwards to get the Tosefes Shabbos. And there's a machlokes, the Rashi and the Ran.
Like supposed to taste or something.
No, before it says Bein Hashmashos is it goes Shkia. Then there's a time of Bein Hashmashos. Different opinions as to how many minutes that is. And then Shkia is Vade Laila. Shkia is the next day. So we're taking in before Shkia. That's the Indian of Tosefes Shabbos. To even when you know, Rashi says you learned on Rashi and Breishis said you were taking it on just as like a safety precaution. So I shouldn't come to actually violate it. Hashem knows the split second when Shabbos starts, and we don't. So we have to take a precautionary. The Ran says that can't be the reason because if so, that's just plain safety, right? We give the marshal of not coming too close to the Grand Canyon, right? Common sense dictates you don't come too close to Shabbos. So what's the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos? It means to be adding on when you certainly know it's still the daytime. Okay, so it continues the tshuva. V'rak efsher yesh eizen noshim toos. It could be there's some women who are mistaken. Shechoshvos shemizman halakas neros osur afla anoshim. Women could be mistaken, and they might think that when the women light Shabbos candles, now the men also aren't allowed to do malacha. Lo shaykh lo osu b'zeh mishu marasayin. You can't tell me because women are mistaken. A few people don't know. They didn't get they never learned. They missed that day in a seminary. They don't know the halacha. So therefore now it's marasayin for man to get into a car after a woman lit. Delo ichpat lan. We don't care. She adu ha'emes shel anoshim mutar kevin shadayin lo kabla shabbos. Because lo ichpat li. It doesn't bother. Not bothered the fact that some women don't understand, don't know the halacha. So therefore it looks at them like they're doing something wrong. Avami komakum. Look at little Rashi. Nevertheless, kim shemaylus kavodo kosev sheish chas v'shalom kilkul le'ize noshim ve'anoshim sheyidmu sheish b'zeh zilzul l'shabbos kodesh. Since some people who, even though they don't know the halacha, in their mistaken minds, they might think there's a zilzul Shabbos by seeing somebody get into a car, which is 100% mutter, as we've explained. Ereb b'li neder shelolisa od b'kar mishas halakas neros. Ramosha, 547,000 dafim of Shabbos, of Shas, at least. Because some mistaken people think that it looks wrong, I won't do it. Bli neder. Wow, what a gadol. So you see from here, first of all, he schmeisters and says, look, it's wrong. People don't know the halacha, but nevertheless, out of respect to these mistaken individuals, I'm going to do this. Wow. Okay, Yedidi Mivercha b'zuchus mitzvahs tatochacha shekim l'chavoy Hashem yisborach l'chavoy l'Hashabbos kodesh. Right, you thought you're giving tochacha for the covered Shabbos l'shefa brach shabbat al yedei kiim shmiras haShabbos. Right, sukkah shalom Moshe Feinstein. Wow, so that's a chew from Moshe. But you see from this idea that the two parts really to take away from this. First of all, the halacha is clearly that malacha is mutter need to be done lechatchila during the 18 minutes. But more than that, sometimes people might not understand the halacha. People might not know what the proper course of action is. So the best thing to do is to educate. But even when somebody doesn't know, and they have to, so have a sensitivity to people who really are, at the end of the day, mistaken. People might not always understand the reasons why certain things happen. You know, there's stories of Moshe with people just misunderstood what he was doing. A famous simcha, we picked up like a bottle of milk or oranges or something, and he put it down and took a different one, different company. Oh, is Moshe doesn't hold from the hechsher. So I got back to the owner of the company, and he called Moshe, said, Yilam Deina Rabbeinu, what happened? I have a good hechsher. So I didn't hold that. It was empty. I just took the next bottle. Yeah. Or Moshe didn't lick stamps. They thought, oh, it must be there's a chazer treif in the glue. So Moshe doesn't want to lick it. He said, no, I once cut my tongue when I was licking envelopes. So if I use a sponge and I wet it down, that's how I seal the envelopes. So okay, we have to learn from the Gedolim. But on the other hand, sometimes you have to ask Pirush Rashi to understand really why is the Gadol doing exactly what he's doing. Okay, Shkoy, everyone, have a great day. Sure.